Over the past decade, Richmond police have been trying different strategies to lower crime, from trying to strengthen bonds between officers and local communities to offering stipends to young men to stay out of trouble. They've even started the Office of Neighborhood Safety, a department separate from the police that tries to connect with residents in ways that the police department couldn't. Kevin Yarbrough is part of that group.
You know, a lot of people want to change, but they're not ready. You know, so we kind of function around their timetable, right? Whenever they get ready, we here.
But what is it like to make that change, to go from living on the edge of the law to trying to make a life within the system? In this piece from producers Sarah Kate Kramer and Joe Richmond of the podcast Radio Diaries, we hear about one young man who went from dodging bullets to balancing spreadsheets. Here's Joe Richmond.
Back in 2008, at the age of 13, Kamari Ridgel made the evening news in California.
I got caught with an SU-16 automatic, really like an assault rifle.
So yes, Kamari took an assault rifle to school. He had had an argument with another student, and the weapon was meant to help him make his point. He didn't pull the trigger that day, but over the next 2 years, he would. Today on the Radio Diaries podcast, From Bullets to Balance Sheets.
Childhood was a real childhood, but things got different around like 11, 12. That's when, you know, you really started to become personally involved in like a lot of the crimes or the fight. You really start to like choose sides of like, you know, being from North Richmond, Central, or South Richmond. So around this era, I think I was like 13. I started getting into shootouts. It was nothing for me to get in a car and say, let's go do a shooting.
How would a shootout happen? Like, how does it all begin?
But really, like, certain stuff like that go back generations, you know? And for the people who's in these shootings, it really means something to them because a lot of people out there, they done lost cousins. They done lost dads. They done lost uncles. They done lost brothers, sisters. You know, all behind a war that's been going on for almost 15 years. And it's just back and forth. Like, back and forth shootings.
Do you think in this period, did you kill anyone?
Nah.
You shoot anyone?
Could've shot somebody. I don't know. It was so many of us doing these shootings that it was just like, you know, whoever gonna claim it, let them claim it. But me, I'm keeping mine that I don't know. That's my answer.
Kamari was also a drug dealer, a pretty successful one for a teenager. But everything changed for him on May 27th, 2010. As he was walking home from a liquor store, Kamari was the target of a drive-by shooting.
When it happened, I just felt like I got hit by, like, some big fat dude. Like, some big dude just, like, hit me hard. Like, when people be like, blood tastes hot and salty and all that, that's all I can remember because it was, like, going down in my mouth. That's it.
Kamari was shot between 14 and 22 times that day.
One doctor I asked, he was like, oh, 14. Another doctor I asked, he was like, yeah, you got shot 22 times. Another doctor I asked, he was like, don't worry about it. Just be lucky to be alive.
Kamari was in a coma for 3 weeks. When he woke up, he found out he couldn't walk anymore. He was in a wheelchair. And he asked himself the obvious next question.
What am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? What do I want to do in life?
Fast forward a few years. Kamari is now a student at Sacramento City College, and he's found the thing he wants to do for the rest of his life.
I plan to be a managerial accountant. That's the goal. I want to be able to get a bachelor's in science of accountancy. I want to be able to take the CPA exam.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but I can't think of two things that are more different in the world than drive-by shootings and being an accountant.
I'm going to blow your mind with this response, okay? Every drug dealer is a businessman. Last fall, in my accounting class, teacher was like, that's what y'all really need to know. You got expenses, you got revenues. That's when I was just like, oh, I did this before. I get this. Let's say expense. Weed baggies, scales, razors, baking sodas. Those are all expenses. You driving around selling weed? That gas, that $25 in gas, that's an expense. So I balanced my revenues minus my expenses. That was my profit. You know, spend $250, make $500. That's part of being a businessman. You never know when you in that street life that you really doing this. But when you sit down and you transition your life and say, hey, I want to do something positive, and then you match what you did in the streets to what you can do in a positive way, you say, nah, this fits. I don't look at accounting work as work. I look at accounting work as having fun. I'm counting your money, you know? That's a joy for me. Don't get me wrong, I'm still from the hood, but I'm just not out there. I don't want to bother nobody, you know? I just want to live my simple life and just do what I like to do, make money. So I'm going to go out there and do whatever I want to do. I just know it ain't got to do with, like, me really being in the way of a police officer. You may say that's weird, but hey, at least I ain't out there shooting somebody.
When I interviewed Kamari, the question in my mind was, how is it possible that a guy who would go around shooting people because they were from a different side of town is now happiest alone in a room with Microsoft Excel? The truth is, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is, there's one less guy doing drive-by shootings and one more guy out there to do your taxes.